You're listening to NoNewsRadio.com. This week's theme is Order Over Chaos. These are your weekly news highlights covering this week's top stories with an historical perspective. Two stories dominated this week's news. On Thursday, July 7th, four bombs were set off in London, disrupting the city transit system and bringing the city to a virtual stop as emergency crews tended to more than 700 injuries. Initial reports put the death toll at 38. Earlier in the week, on Sunday, July 7th, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration was able to intercept the Tempel 1 comet and accomplish a planned collision to evaluate the elements making up this ancient space traveler.
The Metropolitan Police are in operational command using well-established and tested procedures. The health services are providing first-class care and support.
This clearly was a callous attack on purely innocent members of the public.
People started to scream because there was a burning smell, and everyone, to cut a long story short, thought they were going to die. People started saying prayers, praying to God, panicking, breaking the carriage windows with their bare hands, anything to get oxygen into the carriage.
Now the contrast between what we've seen on the TV screens here, what's taking place in London, what's taking place here is incredibly vivid to me.
Oh my God, look at that! Oh yeah!
On Sunday, a half a world away, there was a different type of chaos.
The spacecraft is not going to last much longer, but it's doing pretty well. It's not being buffeted by dust particles. The camera is not being sandblasted by the particles, at least not obviously.
Team, we got a confirmation.
Okay, we got it. All right.
Here at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory for an update on the Deep Impact mission. About 12 hours ago, we made history, and now the science books will have to be rewritten.
That chaos came about as a result of years of planning and scientific inquiry.
Jeez, and we thought it was going to be trouble. I thought, oh my Lord. Yeah, that image says it all. We hit it just exactly where we wanted to.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
In light of today's attacks in London, the United States government is raising the threat level from code yellow, or elevated, to code orange, high, targeted only to the mass transit portion of the transportation sector. I want to emphasize that. Targeted only to the mass transit portion of the transportation sector.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war.
1 minute has passed, next moment the whole thing had just literally peeled off like a sardine tin. People got flung out from the top, and it was just debris. There was smoke, a lot of smoke, and then people were just kind of literally staggering around.
Mass transit, there's very little screening. You have large populations in confined spaces, so they make attractive terrorist targets.
So the flight team has completed most of its work. We're just basically starting our work now, trying to make sense of what we've learned. Obviously, it was a very big impact. Presumably, we have a large crater in some one of those images that hasn't played back yet. Interpreting the ejecta cone, we obviously have lots of images of the ejecta cone. Interpreting that's going to take a little bit of time. There are lots of structure in it that's of interest to understanding the nature of the comet. We'll be working that out over the next half day and weeks and months and years. And I just look forward to a wealth of data that will take me to retirement.
Both of these events demonstrate the contrast and complementing principles of order and chaos, and the long struggle men have had trying to gain some meaning in all of this madness. However, history gives us the perspective to learn and to grow from these events.